This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song they played there was one called Muck, from Clothesline from Hell, off of their album The Here Comes the Pain tape. Before that, Pretending by Sweet Trip, off of their album You Will Never Know Why. And before that, Holy Destination by Pretend, off of their album Bones in the Soil, Rest in the Oil. And that Pretend album, and yet again, as is also the case with other tracks that I mentioned earlier in this hour, it's a different track off of that album that really appealed to me for a time. It goes back to, again, the beginning of my master's, like 2.5 years ago now? And I remember specifically this really misty, cool September day, walking at Hillcrest Park in Thunder Bay and listening to Guided Spirits, I think was the name of the song, and just being entranced by it. There's, I guess, a lot of special feelings I have for that particular period. And then coming out of that, these other two tracks, Muck and, this whole album by Sweet Trip, were also from that same fall and winter. So Clothesline from Hell was a band that I came across while studying very late, working on an assignment, and then it was when I was going through exams later on that I came across this album from Sweet Trip. And I remember listening to it, I guess during something of a snowstorm while I was going to pick up a Panzerotti. I had finished an exam. It was like a 2-day exam or something crazy like that. A very long one. It was my last one, one of two. And I told myself that I'd go and treat myself to some fried dough with pizza stuff inside of it. And I did that, forced myself out into the winter. And it was actually really nice. It was a nice experience. And it's nice to have these sorts of like really clear images in my head of certain periods of time. And it's interesting how those tend to go along with certain pieces of music. Like, I think the earliest example of this that I can think of is an album that I don't think I've listened to in years, maybe because I associate it so strongly with, it was actually when I was like 14 or something. It was an album, a doom metal album. And this one album, I listened to it on my walk back home after an exam, my final exam. And, you know, being a 14-year-old, I was contemplating things, listening to this album. It's a beautiful June day, and it's just ingrained into my mind. I don't know how it would be impossible for me to separate that album from that period now. And that's sort of how I feel about a lot of the music that I'm playing this hour. So it's kind of strange to put all of these things together, because it feels like there's sort of a map of my mind that's forged through all of these different songs. So it's fun for me anyway. Anyway, carrying on, next one is going to be from the band Weed, a song called Am I Alone Already?
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was one called Nobody Knows by Yalele, off of his album Separation. Before that, Making Room by Duster, off of Together. And then I Am Alone Already, Am I Alone Already, by Weed, off of their album Down in the Valley. And I think the Duster album and the Yalele album are ones that have special places for me. Duster, because I first heard it in a cafe, not realizing that the band had released a new album, and then having one of the kind baristas play the entire album for me in the cafe. That was pretty sweet. And the experience of a band that was defunct for so long and that I'd been a fan of since they sort of gained their cult status, hearing them release new music, even though they had another album out that I hadn't listened to. Still haven't, actually. I don't know. It was an interesting experience. And then the Yalele album, comparing it to his older work, which is the stuff that I really fell in love with, which kind of also came in these early days of my masters. And now this album, last fall, September, in the dying days of my masters, to hear such a change in his music and such a maturation, I guess, it was, I guess, really interesting and sort of striking. And to hear something so cheerful and happy, not that that wasn't already taking form in his albums leading up to then, but it seemed like such a change in form that was really fantastic. And it really went along with the weather at that time and, I guess, some of my feelings. But it also sort of came just before a really bad period for me. So it's kind of interesting to look at it as this music that was sort of difficult to relate to, even though I enjoyed it a lot. Anyway, there's one last song that will end the hour. It is called I Will Not Return Your Records by the band Kepler, off of their album called F Fight Fail, which is one of the very first that I ever played on this show. Anyway, that's all. Thanks for listening.